I think that what makes life so difficult, so challenging, at times, let's be honest, almost overwhelming, is the constant deluge of messaging, of information, of data, a constant flood of requests for our attention, the never-ending barrage of demands with which we are bombarded. The reality is there is always more to be done. At work, at home, at school. I mean, whoever really checks off every box on the to-do list? There's always one more thing that if I were to get it done, would make things a little better, would make the grade a little higher, would make my loved ones a little happier, would make my life a little easier. Always one more thing. So many tasks, so many details, so many random things to attend to. For me personally, this past week, it seemed that just making the list of all the things that need to be done was hard to get done. No matter how many of complications we handle, there are always more. Not all things that are terribly important, just more things to do. And of course, always relationship needs to be attended to. Needs from our loved ones, our family members, our friends, from people around us. It's not that we don't want to help. Of course not. We love helping one another. We find joy in caring for one another. But it's simply the fact there are always more needs than we might feel like we have time and energy to attend to. From the most mundane things, you know, like getting the dishes and the clothes clean so you can get them dirty again, to the deeply profound things like offering of ourselves to our loved ones, listening, empathy, offering our hearts and our love. Though through many of these things we receive joy and hope and strength, maybe you sometimes feel like there's not enough of you to go around. And then, on top of all this, there are the true trials and major life crises that hopefully only come occasionally, but those truly difficult things that come in our lives and the lives of our loved ones, injuries and surgeries, debilitating illnesses, cancer diagnoses, losses and grief and brokenness. Of course, you all know that my family's in the midst of a difficult transition as my mother has moved from home to a long-term care facility. It's been difficult. Sometimes I know for each one of us, it feels like we're being pulled in 1,000 directions, 1,000 different questions to answer, 1,000 different complications to deal with, problems to solve, different goals to achieve, standards to meet, wounds to bind, losses to grieve, prayers that need to be prayed. And that's why we're here. All of this is why we are here this day to hear again these words from God to us, as recorded in the Gospel of Mark. Then a cloud overshadowed Peter and James and John and Jesus, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." This is Jesus. This is my Beloved. Listen to him. The disciples were terrified at what they were seeing. They didn't know what to do. They had a vision of Jesus' greatness. The light of God was shining through him. All they could come up with in the moment was, well, let's build 3 shrines. But God said, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." This Jesus who had called them, who had been leading them, who had been teaching them, who had been healing the sick and casting out evil, who'd been standing up to the powerful, who'd been lifting up those in their community who were excluded or hated or cast out, oppressed, discriminated against, told they were not worthy of God's love. This Jesus who had predicted his own death and called them to follow him to death, through death, out of death into new life. This Jesus who had invited them into a new way of living, a new way of being in God's kingdom, this same Jesus was now standing before them, shining so brightly with holy light that they were overcome with fear, and the voice of God spoke to them, "This Jesus is my beloved, my son. Listen to him." Listen to him, not to your fears, your doubts, your insecurities. Listen to him, not to the powers of the world, the powerful of the world. Listen to him, not to the voices that tell you you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, not secure enough, not holy enough. Listen to Jesus, not to those who tell you those people are worthless, these people are hopeless, those people are not worthy of your time of day. Listen to him, not to those who tell you you're better than that person, more important than a person of color or that ethnic background, or more worthy than that person of a different gender identity or orientation. Listen to him, not to the voices which say, "You're not your brother's keeper. Their situation's their own fault. You're not fortunate. You're not lucky. You created your own opportunity. You have no obligation to others." Listen to him, not to the voices which say the divisions cannot be mended, the conflict cannot be ended, the violence cannot be stopped, the warfare will never end. Listen to Jesus, not to the whispers in your heart saying this situation is hopeless. This disease, this loss, this broken relationship is the end, will be the end of me. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus, not to the despair, the hatred, the hopelessness, the soul-destroying evil. Listen to Jesus. This is God's invitation for us, again today, every day. Listen to Jesus. Not because when you listen to Jesus, everything will suddenly be easy. Not because listening to Jesus means you'll suddenly have no messes to straighten out, no conflicts, no losses. No. In fact, we might have a bit more to do if we follow Jesus, if we listen to him, because he has a way of leading us to notice others. But this call to listen to Jesus is an invitation, because when we listen to Jesus, it changes things. When we listen for his voice, it changes our priorities. When we listen for his voice, it brings strength and comfort. When we listen for the voice of God in the midst of all the everything, we find new meaning and purpose. We find God in the midst of life, pouring out hope and joy and peace, even in the midst of struggle. This Wednesday, we begin the season of Lent. The tradition in this season is that we're invited to take up practices which help us listen. We're invited to Lenten devotions. We'll have Ash Wednesday services and then Wednesday nights in Lent and special Lenten devotional booklets. We're invited to the disciplines of special time of prayer, a special emphasis of helping those in need, perhaps experimentation with fasting, that is giving something up, something that's bad for us or something that will create a positive change, something that will remind us to listen. We're invited to reflect on our discipleship, our following, our listening. The truth is, I can't tell you what you will hear. I cannot say what you might be told. I can't even tell you that you'll hear anything. Sometimes it's simply the stillness and quiet of listening which brings peace. But today, as we hear this story of the Transfiguration, we're invited again to listen, to hear God in the midst of everything. Today, God invites us again and promises to be present. God speaks to each of us, "My children, listen to Jesus, who is my beloved. He will speak to you. Listen to him." Amen.